This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board on January the 23rd, 2014. The time now is 8:46 Eastern. I'm Heather Gray, Vice Chair of the Board, along with Richard Uzel, the Secretary. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Okay. Edward Seeker, we have a requested excused absence. Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you.
Hello, John here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wilkinson? Okay, John, thank you. We got you.
Present.
Wilkinson?
Present.
Thank you. Thank you. Diaz?
Present.
Thank you. King?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Norman? Stitt? Brazon? Crumshaw, I just heard you say yes. Medina?
Present.
Thank you. Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Apollinar? Can't hear you. Henschel? Can't hear you. Uzel, here. Burden?
Here.
Thank you. Coleman?
Here.
Thank you. Roberts?
Present.
Thank you. Saba? She's not here yet. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. We have an excuse request for Janice Lane Ewart. Madam Chair, that's 13. That's more than a quorum. So.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Moving right along. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Chair, this is Brenda.
And Margie.
Is there a second to approve the agenda?
Second.
This is Teresa, I second.
John here.
Excuse me, a point of information.
And who is this?
Benito.
Benito, yes.
Would it not be proper to ask for comments or suggestions or additions or subtractions before we ask for approval?
Your point is well taken, and I'm going to do precisely that.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
And Benito, you make a motion. The motion is seconded. And then amendments happen to the
that's right
motion,
right.
Whatever.
So the agenda has we've had a second to the motion. So let's have other comments.
Who moved that it be approved?
Rosenberg.
Those.
And Allen seconded. Rosenberg and Allen.
Okay.
And Medina and Wilkerson have asked for recognition
to be on the stack. Right.
And John also.
And John Crumshaw and Richard Uzel.
Let me just get that list again. I'm sorry. So Medina, John Crumshaw.
No, Margie before John Crumshaw.
And Margie, I think you were first, Margie, actually. Margie, Medina, John Crumshaw, and Richard Uzel. All right, Margie, please.
Okay, so I want to move that the item called audit report, which is under committee reports, and it's so that's 4D, I think. Did I say that right?
E.
4E. Be moved up to immediately after the IED's report. So that's my motion, and then when we get to
second.
That item, I'll thank you. I'll speak. But anyway, that's fine. I just
second.
Want to move it.
Seconded. Are there objections?
I do have a point of information. I have one little question. Are you asking that we approve the report, or there was something specific that was mentioned about hiring a certain person
yes.
as auditor?
When we get to that item, I will make the motion on behalf of the committee that we rehire the current auditor for next
yes,
year.
Yes, thank
okay.
you. Rather than discussing
you.
This, let's just wait till we get to that. Item on the agenda. Are there objections to that moving up the audit report, audit motion.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Can you ask people to mute? There's
what
yes,
is
please,
that?
Please mute your phone, please. Okay, so I have a stack here. There are no objections, so we'll move that up. Medina.
That's what I was going to move, so I have nothing to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Brenda.
I have a point of information.
Yes. Who is that, please?
This is Serene with a point of information.
Yes, Serene.
To either Brenda or Margie. Are there other motions from the audit committee?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, there is,
thank
but
you.
There, some of them are closed session.
I see. Okay, thank you.
John Crumshaw. John?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to move to reconsider the motion that set the next meeting for the 30th to seat delegates, new delegates, DNB. And I would like to ask for that to be immediately after the IED report.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
I'll second that. Martin.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Can I have the motion?
And this is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. So is there,
No, this is Lydia to the stack, I'm saying.
I'll put you on the stack.
I have a point of information.
And who is that?
Serene.
Serene? Your point of information, please.
Okay. I didn't understand the motion that that the member proposed. Can I hear it again?
Yes, John. Would you please repeat your motion?
Yes, a motion to reconsider the motion which approved setting the January 30th meeting via teleconference to be the seating meeting for new delegates.
I'm sorry, there's such an awful noise on this.
There's a motion to reconsider having the meeting on the 30th.
Correct. The one that was made the 9th of this month.
Okay.
Point of information? Carolyn here, point of information?
Yes, Carolyn, go ahead.
Where would that be moved to? Or placed on the agenda, please.
Now we have.
Carolyn,
thank you.
I had asked for it to be moved right after the IED report.
Thank you. I missed that. Thank you.
John Stack, please. So are there objections?
Yes, I object.
Yes.
My name is John Stack.
Can I remind the chair that on motions, We adopted a policy that on motions to alter the agenda, there would be two speakers for and two against, and we would come to a vote.
Yes, exactly. We're going to follow that policy.
Thank you.
So,
point of inquiry or point of information, I guess.
Yes.
And kind of a point of order. Would this motion be before Margie's motion? Or after?
After. My motion.
This is a challenge. We have already approved
Wait a minute. Let John respond to the question.
John, go ahead.
That would be exactly right. That would be after Margie's, since hers is
the first on the stack. Okay. So there are objections to this motion, so I'm going to ask for some comments on it, please. We'll say, as Margie had said, and it's what we adopted, we'll have two for and two against. So are there any comments for or against this motion?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Madam Chair, I would think it would be customary for the maker of the motion to motivate the motion.
Yes, please.
Not to get it on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Fair enough.
You can motivate getting it on the agenda.
Comment for or against this motion?
I already said this is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Are you making a statement for or against?
We're going against.
To move forward to against. Against.
Point of
okay.
order.
Move forward. Go ahead, Lydia.
Against. Pardon, may I go ahead?
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
Point of order is out there.
The point of order is from whom?
Although the maker of the motion to move the agenda item shouldn't motivate the underlying motion, he probably should be allowed to speak first to motivate why he wants to move it on the agenda before you take comments against it.
Exactly.
You know, I'm inclined to agree with that, actually. So I'm going to ask John to speak, and then we'll go for the two pro and two against. Please, John, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be glad to speak about the reason that I asked for the motion to reconsider. I think that given the current status of our board, I am concerned, and having voted on the prevailing side, I have reevaluated the implications of having a teleconference that seats new members. I think there are three reasons primarily that motivate me. One is to give new members who are on the board the equal opportunity as we had when we were seated to be seated in person, to know people, and then to move forward with the business of the board. So I think point one would be in fairness to the members, the new members. Point two is that it is possible that we would leave Pacifica without any firm foundation in terms of governance, and should there be a need for an emergency meeting or a crisis that we needed to address, the current board is best prepared to address anything like that before the new board meets in person. And third, having to do with the logistics of doing something without the customary procedure of in-person meetings, having to do with everything that is done in terms of meeting in person, voting if necessary by secret ballot, and so on. So those are the three primary reasons that I would like to move to reconsider. Thank you.
Thank you. So please keep in mind, this is just a motion up on the agenda, so or have the agenda. So I have Lydia Brazan against this. So, Lydia, please, your comment.
Yes. Well, there was no motion to rescind this announced at our previous meeting. We are meeting constantly. I don't know if you noticed it on Monday. Did you? You just met 3 days ago.
Yes.
But it would have been insufficient regardless. And, of course, the bylaws specify seating on the 30th by the end of January. We did so in 2011. There is absolutely no reason to cut this board's term short, and I think it is completely outrageous not to take into account the will of the new board members. So unless you are getting input from them and unless you solicit that, I think that it is outrageous to cancel a previously noticed meeting, and you're all so concerned about CPD and proper noticing. This is an absolute violation of that. So I totally object.
Thank you.
Tracy to the staff.
So I have Tracy. Are you for or against?
I'm on the for side, if there's still space.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think we're discussing the merits of the reconsidering rather than placing it on the agenda, which is the topic.
Exactly.
Really, that we're talking about right now. But that said, two quick points. John is absolutely correct. It'll be almost impossible for the new board to accomplish anything. And we did do this in 2011, and we got nothing done. We got on the phone, we said hello, and basically we hung up 20 minutes later. So the idea that something of substance is going to happen at this meeting is really misguided, because of course you can't select interim officers without a ballot, and the whole business of sending ballots to the national office when you're meeting 7 days later really makes no sense at all.
Fine.
The second thing that I just want to point out is I understand where Lydia's coming from, but on the other hand, she was one of the signers of an emergency board meeting last year in February of 2013 that was convened on February 20th, 2013. It didn't make quorum. There were 10 or 11 people on the call one day before the in-person meeting. So she's expressing some concerns that, frankly, she hasn't always followed herself. So my feeling here is that the in-person meeting is scheduled and the new board should be seated at the in-person meeting.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I would like...
Actually, a point of order.
A point of personal privilege because she named me.
That's true.
Sorry, and I'm entitled to respond to that.
Aye, aye, aye.
Brenda, go ahead.
Two and two.
So, okay, so that meeting that I called was because we had received a whistleblower complaint on some very serious charges. It was an emergency situation that we are probably still paying for. That was it. Thank you very much. And, of course, I can't go into the details because it's an executive session, and that's what I called. I did not call for a public meeting at that time. Thank you.
Point of it didn't make quorum.
Okay, so point of order.
Let me just tell the board that I can take one more for and one more against.
No, point of order.
Motion on the agenda.
I was,
this is Benito. I got a point of order.
To be on the stack, this is Brenda, but I think you should take the point of order and point of information first, Chair.
Benito, not interrupt. Benito, your point of order, please.
Thank you, Heather. As someone pointed out a few minutes ago, we were supposed to have been discussing exclusively whether or not to put the item on the agenda.
Yes.
But instead of motivating that, the maker of the motion decided to go into the merits of the motion. So everyone else who spoke after that, the motivator has responded in kind by dealing with the merits of the motion instead of just whether or not to put the thing on the agenda. And so this whole discussion is out of order, number one. And number two, the rule about two people for, two people against doesn't apply because it only applies to setting the agenda, which is not what we have been speaking about. Since we can't go back in time,
we are setting the agenda.
We're basically in a discussion of this agenda item. So that's the point of order. I think this is totally out of order. And I think the chair needs to call it out of order. And let's get back to discussing the
point
agenda.
Point of information.
Point
I'm
of
sorry, Chair already said that this speaking in favor of the motion, was what was going to be on the floor.
Janet,
you
please
agree
don't
to
speak
that
unless you're
happen.
Recognized. Janet, please. Okay, so I'm going to ask for another four
excuse
and
me.
Another person yes. against.
No, see, no, excuse me, Heather. Excuse me, Heather.
Benito, you've had your point. Working on setting the agenda. I'm
point of personal privilege, please.
We are not setting the agenda if you're... If,
yeah, but Benito...
You have responded to my comment.
We established.
You, Heather, you have not responded to my point of order.
John, point of personal privilege.
You're out of order at this point, Benito.
If you don't respond to my point of order, then we are going to be out of order.
Benito, I completely understand where you are as far as talking about people talking about this motion. I agree that this is a problem right now. But we are trying to set the
John,
agenda.
Point of personal
so I'm going to ask
please.
For one person for and one person against. I can take two more people.
Excuse me, you are ignoring my point of order, Heather.
I'm for or against putting it on the agenda.
You are out of order.
Heather, point of personal privilege, please. John here.
Your point of personal privilege is?
Both members spoke, both member Brazon and member Diaz mentioned me and ascribed motives to my discussion and characterized my presentation in a way that I feel was unfair. I was attempting to motivate placement on the agenda, and I believe that my comments were appropriate for that intent.
Point of personal privilege.
No.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No, go ahead, John. Are you
come
finished?
On, let's go, folks.
John,
come on.
John?
Yes.
Are you finished?
So I am,
doing it again.
Because Member Brisson mentioned, she asked a question, I believe, of the maker of the motion. Was I intending to, why didn't I bring it up in the previous meeting? This is a regular scheduled meeting. The meeting that took place on the 20th was a special meeting.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so thank you. I'm sorry.
Heather.
I'm going to take one more,
Heather,
one more person against and one more person for moving this, having this motion.
Point of order.
So,
no, or actually,
no,
no point of information.
Wait.
We're
going to
go to a vote.
Heather, this is Margie. I want
to
say that I will be, I'm sorry I didn't start this at the beginning of the meeting. I will be timing people from now on, okay?
Yes, I am timing people, actually.
Well, I'll do it for you. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
If there's anyone who would like to speak for having this motion or against, if not, we're going to a vote.
Point of information.
All right. I'm sorry. Mr. Secretary,
point of information. Point of information.
I'm
not going to. I'm not out of order, and I'm not going to accept being told I'm out of order. You are out of order.
Okay.
Benito,
now I have a point of information.
Benito, what is it you want to say, please?
Is it correct or not that in order to make a substantive motion, a person has to give 7 days' notice, as Richard has explained to me on several occasions.
Okay, point of order.
All right, the
point of order, Madam Chair. The 7 days he's talking about is to get it on the agenda, forgive me, to write it down on the agenda. The only other 7 days is a 7-day notice. This meeting has been noticed 7 days a long time ago. People can bring motions to the board. It's up to the board to decide whether they want to talk about them. But it's in order. I would like
to write a motion 7 days ahead of time, but somebody else can do a verbal motion on the spot, and it can be considered. But I have to wait 7 days.
No, to get it on the written agenda.
Point of order.
Okay, so we're going
no,
to move
listen,
to the
while
vote
I have
now,
the floor,
Richard,
while
Mr.
I have the
Secretary.
Floor, I want no, this has got to, this relates to the vote. This is a point of order. This is a point of order, folks. Let me do it. This motion, as I heard it, is a motion to reconsider, and one of the people talking referred to it as a motion to rescind. It is a motion to reconsider. Is that not correct?
That's right.
John?
That's correct. That's
yes, exactly. That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like
to so the point of information is the point of information is, which I have not received a response to, is whether or not do you have to give 7 days' notice?
You have to give.
I can address that if you would like, Heather. I was trying to make a point of order.
One more time.
This is Tracy.
Mr. Secretary, then we're going to move on with the vote. Mr. Secretary, would you repeat that one more time about a 7-day notice?
The 7-day notice regarding the agenda is for a motion to be, for a personal motion to be sent and to appear on the agenda, to appear written, be typed onto the agenda. That's to give me time to do it, get it out, and all those kind of things.
Robert. Go ahead.
Anybody can bring anything to the meeting, and it's up to the board whether they want to talk about it or not.
That's right.
And so then we need two-thirds majority.
You're not. You're not. You're not recognized.
No. Majority.
Yes.
No, Heather. I'm sorry.
If people are speaking, please ask to be recognized.
Margie.
Heather, this is
Margie.
Tracy. I have a point of
Margie,
order.
Margie,
I have a
yes,
your point.
Yes, hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. Margie, I'm going to ask Margie, and then I will take Tracy. Go ahead, Margie.
A motion to reconsider, which has not been previously noticed to the body, must receive a two-thirds vote to succeed.
No, that's the other way.
Mm-mm. So I'm going to ask then Tracy, your point.
You want me to reconsider in the same meeting? Jeez.
I'm sorry, everyone. Tracy? Your point of order?
That is not correct. There is a difference between a motion to reconsider and a motion to rescind. First of all, John did email to the entire board his intent to bring a motion to reconsider seven days ago.
Besides that, it's the motion.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Excuse me. Can I finish the point of order, please?
Tracy,
I didn't interrupt you, Benito.
Yes. Go ahead.
A motion to reconsider is properly brought at the next regularly scheduled meeting after the motion has been passed by an individual, can only be brought by an individual who voted on the prevailing side. That is different than a motion to rescind. A motion to rescind can be brought by any member of the body, including one that opposed the motion in the first place, and that requires 7 days' notice or a two-thirds majority. A motion to reconsider is not the same thing. This is a motion to reconsider. It is properly brought at the next regularly scheduled meeting by an individual only who voted on the prevailing side. John is stating that he voted on the prevailing side. He's changed his mind. He wants the body to reconsider the motion. That's his right. It's a majority vote.
Right, Robert. Graham Robert.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to go
question.
Request a point of information, please.
We're going to a vote on this motion as
Serene,
to whether or not.
Serene, with a point of information, please.
Serene, your point of information.
Okay. I don't have any email from Mr. Cromshaw. Can someone tell me when that was sent?
Yeah, I don't either. I have no notice, Mr. Cromshaw.
I can look for it. I think I recall seeing it, but I'll take a look. But nonetheless,
it's moved.
The motion
to reconsider
is in order.
If you're speaking, please ask
I can't vote on something I'm unclear about. I have another point of information.
And your point of information is?
Okay. If I understood Tracy correctly, and if what she said is correct, he's putting this on the motion. He's putting this on the table now to deal with it at the following meeting. Is that correct?
No, personal privilege.
No, that's not correct.
Oh, read Robert's rules.
No.
Excuse me. I'm reading Robert's rules of order.
I'm sorry, everyone. Please, if you want to speak,
you
have to be recognized. Yes, Margie, go ahead.
Robert's Rules of Order says that a motion to reconsider must be made on the same day as the meeting in which the motion to be reconsidered was decided, or on the next day, or the next day business is conducted if the session is more than one day. Sorry, I think it's out of order.
We've been at just more than one day.
I'm sorry, who's that speaking?
This is a new meeting.
Chair. Yes.
Point of order. I have heard you ask to go to the vote four times.
What on earth are adults doing?
What time is it? 9:15, for God's sake.
Exactly. Thank you.
If it takes until next year to stop this railroad, then it'll take till next year.
Really? I'm going to go to the vote.
Heather, there's a point of order.
The motion itself, for
the purpose of putting it on the agenda, is out of order.
This motion is out of order. That has been raised as a point of order. You can't
vote it down.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Margie is saying this is out of order. Is there anyone else on the board who would like to challenge that, actually?
Yes,
Chair.
So please be recognized. Who is that?
Point of personal privilege, since my name was mentioned. Point of personal privilege.
Who mentioned his name? John Crumshaw. John, please speak.
The member who spoke just before, I don't want to mention the member's name, but that member indicated that an email had not been sent by me. That is not required. I'm bringing this up at the next available meeting, and the motion to reconsider is appropriate at this meeting. So I think that that comment was out of line and improper.
I'm sorry, Heather. I need some clarity here.
Is my name? I'm sorry. Who is that?
This is Serene.
Yes, you have a comment to make, please.
Well, I have questions. I thought Tracy said that he sent an email, so I asked when the email was sent because I didn't have it. I didn't say he didn't send it. I said I don't have it, and there is a difference between those two statements. Plus,
wait,
he's been sending me.
Please don't interrupt. Please ask to be recognized first.
And
okay.
And if I understand, if my memory serves me right, this member has had difficulty emailing the board for several weeks. So perhaps it got caught in something. But the fact is, the rules are very clear. Robert's rules are very clear that you cannot bring a motion to reconsider something at a different meeting. The time to have brought a motion to reconsider would have been...
A point of order, please.
I'm going to make a ruling. We are going to vote on this. And if you don't want to have to vote against it, Benito, I challenge the ruling of the chair. Mr. Secretary, I am ruling that we're going to move forward on a vote to place this on the agenda. It's been challenged, so I'm going to ask you to please call the roll.
Okay.
On what?
Rosenberg.
Yeah, on
Rosenberg.
What
are we
exactly
voting on?
What?
I'm sorry. Let me just tell you what we're voting on. I am ruling that we're going
to
vote to
be quiet.
Place this
the chair.
Item on the agenda.
So wait a minute. Point of information.
No, I'm not taking any more points.
No, but I'm going to insist on you dealing with my point of information.
We are in a vote.
No, we are not going to take no vote until you deal with the people that want to speak and need to speak. No, we are not going to have no vote right now.
Secretary, would you please?
No, the secretary will not call any roll until the chair recognizes people with a question or point of information.
Madam Chair, the chair is out of order.
Benito, you are out of order. The chair is out of order.
You can't just choose to decide to close this meeting.
The chair is out of order.
Yes, hold the chair. I think you call my name or
the chair is out of order. The chair is out of order.
Heather.
Okay.
There was a challenge to the ruling of the chair. Heather.
Mr. Secretary,
there was a challenge to the ruling of the chair. We have a right
to vote on.
The way that gets settled is you vote whether or not to uphold the chair. That's what we're doing. If you would let us call the roll, we'll vote whether or not to uphold the chair.
Question and no one responded.
Do you sustain the chair or not?
Point of information.
Rosenberg.
No, point of information.
Rosenberg.
I am asking for point of information. I have a right to get an answer to my point of information, and I will not allow a vote until my right to get an answer to my point of information is respected.
You're out of order, sir.
Like I said, the chair and now the secretary are both out of order.
Madam Chair,
your right is to have a vote to uphold the chair or not. That's what Richard and Heather are trying to
do. Excuse me, I have a point of information.
It's too late. We're going
Mr. Secretary, would you please
Carolyn, get out of my way.
I have a point of order.
We're in a vote, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, there is a member asking for the right to be able to ask his point of information.
Benito, you are out of order.
The member is asking for his right to a point of information to be respected.
We're already in a vote, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, the member is asking for his right to a point of information to be respected.
You don't get to just shut the meeting down, Benito.
Madam Chair, do I need to repeat myself again?
Well,
points of information.
Okay, this is the
Mr. Secretary.
This is a vote.
Madam Chair, am I going to be or am I not going to be allowed to, or excuse me, is my right to a point of information going to be respected or not? That is the question on the floor and not the railroad by the chair and the secretary and the treasurer. As usual.
I voted six times. I vote to uphold the chair.
Vote is out of order until the point of information is responded to. The point, the vote is out of order until the point of information is responded to.
The vote is on your
television. The vote is out of order until the point of information is responded to.
It is. It was ruled out of order.
The point. The vote is out of order until the question of the for information is responded to.
We're voting on your challenge to the chair.
We
not understand that?
Vote is out of order until the point of information is responded to. The vote is out of order until the
Madam Chair,
point of information is responded to.
This is not just the director's meeting. This is all of our meeting.
Heather, why don't
the the vote is out of order until the point of information is responded to.
Heather.
Mr. Secretary, who's the next person after
if the member is not going to come to order, then the meeting will have to be adjourned. It's
no, I agree. The meeting will have to be adjourned if the member is not going to.
Heather, respond to his point of order. What is the problem?
She did not accept. The only thing he can do is ask for a vote to overrule the chair. She already threw out his point. Don't you not understand?
Know what his point of order is. He hasn't had a chance to make it.
The democratic process needs to proceed. We are voting on whether or not to stay in the chair. Let's move forward.
Why don't you people have a discussion?
Let's move forward. We will vote whether or not to approve the ruling of the chair. That's a democratic process. Let's follow the democratic process in the open
chair. Everybody be quiet. Let the chair talk.
Everyone, please. Everyone, just stop talking. We are having a vote at the moment. I'm going
no,
to
we're not
secretary.
Having a vote.
This is a joke.
You
we cannot be having
vote
a vote if people still have
something
to discuss about putting this on the agenda. And just
it's
decide to put the vote in the middle of discussion. You cut people off and you don't allow them to finish.
We're
not able to start taking a vote when people haven't even finished their thoughts.
Everyone, stop talking.
No,
Benito,
no, you cannot.
What is your point of order? Please give your point of order quickly.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, stop. Benito, what is your point of order?
Thank you, Heather. Margie,
please tell me.
I would like to understand how the chair can make a ruling without having responded to the information provided by the other member regarding Robert's rules. Now, it's my understanding that Margie, well, I'm asking this is a point of information.
Just let him do it.
Can I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't
thank you, Heather.
Because this is a different meeting.
Oh, please.
And that's
go
why
ahead.
You can't vote to reconsider. You cannot
to.
Vote to
everyone,
reconsider.
Everyone, please.
Because it is a different meeting.
Do not speak unless you're recognized. Benito, finish your comment, please.
Thank you, Heather.
Should be recognized.
Benito, finish your comment.
Yeah, thank you, Heather. So my point of information is I'm trying to find out and understand how the chair can make a ruling before and without responding to the point of Robert's rules, which was laid out by the other member. So if someone is giving some information or their interpretation of what they read in Robert's rules, the Fuhrer, and that needs to be responded to. And it's my recollection, correctly or incorrectly, is that was not responded to. After Margie spoke, the chair asked if anybody had anything else to say about it, and Tracy refuted the statement or the interpretation, and then there was some more discussion. But the chair has not responded to any of that.
Yes.
The chair rules.
Actually, all right, Benito, let me respond to that.
The chair is not the only person.
Because there's
quiet.
Because there seems to be...
Quiet,
I'm sorry, everyone, please. Because there were...
To be quiet.
Very opinions on this. That's why I decided that under the circumstances we would go to a vote.
That's not responding to the point.
I'm saying that I wanted to move forward with the vote so the board can decide whether or not it wanted to have this motion on the agenda.
Heather, you're not responding to the point about Robert's rules.
I'm sick of this. Shut the hell up and let the woman talk.
Heather, you were not responding to the point of Robert's rules, if I understand correctly.
Now let the vote go forward. Let the democratic process continue.
John, why don't you just shut up?
This is precisely what I'm doing.
They can hear for the open stream how we conduct democracy.
Please stop talking, everyone. Because there are differing opinions here.
I have a point of order.
The board to decide whether or not they want to have this motion on the agenda. That's what I'm doing. It is a democratic process.
Do we have it on
point
the agenda?
Order.
Saying I'm going to the vote here.
No.
I would like to finish my statement.
I'm sorry. If there are people speaking, please ask to be recognized first.
Margie,
this is Doreen. You cut me off when I was speaking before.
So,
I would like to
I'm
you
sorry.
So I have
you
Margie and then Doreen. We're going to
What are you talking about?
And Margie, your comments, please.
I don't know why I get to talk and Serene doesn't. If you will look at your email, you will see that Tracy sent out a quote from Robert's Rules that exactly makes my point. This is not the same meeting. This is a different meeting, and this motion is out of order and should have been ruled out of order when it was made.
It's the next session.
It is not the next session. It's a different meeting.
All right, ask to be recognized, please.
Our last meeting was a continuation meeting.
Chair,
this is a meeting.
Serene, you have a comment, please.
Manager, point of order, please, manager.
Serene, you had a comment?
Thank you. There's
I guess not. Okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah, okay, you have a comment. I'm trying to get your comment.
Well, someone else was speaking. I wanted to wait till...
For God's sake, Serene, just get on with it, friggin' meeting.
Serene, go ahead, please.
Okay, you should calm down, okay? The point
calm
is,
down for half an hour?
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair,
Serene,
do I have the floor
ahead,
or do I not have the floor?
Serene, please speak.
Okay. There's a difference between a motion to rescind and a motion to reconsider. A motion to reconsider can only be brought at the very same meeting or, as it says clearly, which is what I thought Tracy was saying, but everyone said no. If you have a multi-day meeting, and you break on Saturday, you can go back and make your motion to reconsider on Sunday. But you cannot bring it 3 weeks later at a different meeting. Our meetings, our fourth Thursday meetings, is the meeting of the month. The second Thursday is a continuation meeting. This is not a continuation of a previous session. This is a new meeting. A motion to reconsider something that we decided at a previous meeting is completely out of order, according to Robert's rules, according to what even Tracy, who denied that's what she was saying, according to what she said. So I don't even understand why we've spent 15 minutes while you try to uphold a position that is clearly illegal.
I'm sorry. Okay. Serene, your time was up, but then you stopped talking. Okay, never mind.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Monday.
Brenda, in a border.
Happening.
Brenda.
This is Manisha. What is happening at these meetings is really upsetting and disrespectful to all of our times and energy, and especially I would request that the chair ask the secretary to register Benito for his obstructionist behavior, and also the fact that last time at the executive session, he insulted everybody
This is out of order.
Yeah, no, let's not talk about
point of personal privilege.
So thank you very much, but I'm going to ask for the
point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege.
No, I'm not taking any more points of personal privilege right now.
Oh.
Based
on what? Based on what?
Robert Trull.
No, based on what? No, excuse me. I have the right to a point of personal privilege.
We will vote on it. Let's go to a vote on that.
Benito, your point of personal privilege is what?
Oh, thank you, Heather.
Please.
Again?
If you keep it up, Carolyn, there's going to be a bunch more.
Whoa.
So my point of personal privilege is if the chair is going to consider and or implement in whatever form the Fuhrer Roberts provides some kind of motion against myself, then I'm going to request that she add at the same time an equal censorship of the chair, the secretary, the treasurer, the chair of the personnel committee, and the rest of this railroad for what they have been doing to railroad each and every single one of these meetings for months, and especially since the meeting in Houston.
Benito, your time is up.
Thank you, Benito. Okay, Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
On what?
We're calling the roll.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is Secretary. I'm trying to get this straight in my mind. You're asking, you made a ruling. Director Diaz challenged your ruling, and you're trying to get a vote on that challenge. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I have a point of order, Chair. Prior to
no, we're going
the
to the vote. I'm sorry, we're in a vote now.
No,
Secretary,
I've been asking to
call,
be recognized.
And then they wonder why some of us talk about a railroad.
You're trying to
Mr.
deny
Secretary,
members
the
right
vote.
To speak.
A point of order is an order, Madam
the agenda? Is that what you're trying to do? Because that's what it sounds like.
I'm sorry, Brenda. What was that?
I'm trying to address a point of order, and you're denying me the chance to address
point
the point
of
order
is
because you're saying we're having a vote.
Is what I'm trying to do. Your point of order is?
My point of order is that this vote should not even be taking place for the simple reason that the director who brought it forward is going against the basic rules that we abide by. And the fact that it's now being considered by the chair while trying to ignore discussion should not be taking place as a result of what our governing status of the bylaws say regarding the seating of directors and also Robert's rules on having motions to reconsider. You can't do a motion to reconsider when the motion was already passed two meetings ago. A meeting took place this Monday. This is another meeting that's taking place. It's already been two meetings since this director had an opportunity to bring this up. And yet, the meeting right before directors are supposed to be seated, new directors that are supposed to be seated, is the director who just brought up this motion to put on the agenda, is he putting it forward in order to be able to deny directors, future directors' rights that are about to be seated next week, the right to be able to conduct business. This is an obstruction of being able to have good governance as a result of us not being able to conduct good governance this entire year.
Because
of people.
I'm going to
ask
Margie,
are you
timing the comments, please?
I'm sorry, I was distracted by my grandchildren.
No, please. Now, I have said that I wanted to have a vote as to whether or not we were going to have this motion
Chair,
on the
you
agenda.
You need to vote it out of
no,
order.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to address this point of order. I wanted to have a vote. I want the board to decide whether or not.
No, you have the authority to choose that this is not. This is out of order. It's some information that you got from other directors.
Brenda.
Yes. You can't be denying.
I'm going to let the board make a decision on this.
For you to try and push forward a director who's completely out of order.
The board has heard the arguments. The board will make a decision. That's why I'm and my decision has been challenged, so I'm asking the secretary to call the roll.
Roll call vote.
And we are insisting that you deal with this Fuhrer Roberts and live by the Fuhrer Roberts.
Okay. She did.
The secretary, call the roll, please.
She made a ruling.
Excuse me. The ruler here is the Fuhrer Roberts and not any wannabes.
Heather, I'm requesting.
So, the motion has been challenged as being out of order. We are going to deal with that issue first.
Right. If you quit yelling and we have this vote, we'll deal with it.
Get out of my way,
Mr.
Richard.
Call the roll, Mr. Secretary. Call the roll.
No, he's not going to call the roll.
Heather,
that is not what's on the what. That's not what's on the table right now. That is not what's on the table right now.
Being out of order.
Look, you can call me out of order all you want. The chair and the secretary are out of order. And as I said, so is the chair of the personnel committee and the treasurer.
Mr. Secretary,
now you can say to me all you want, and I'll continue along that vein. Either you are going to respect the members of this board, or then we will have to do whatever we have to do to be respected.
This is the
point of order. May I be
the motion is out of order.
You're out of order, Benito. You're out of order.
So are you.
I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
He's not going to call the roll.
Madam Chair, Alan with a point of order.
Yes.
We already have a point of order on the table that has not been dealt with.
Alan with a point of order. Alan with a point of order.
Your point of order is.
Okay, Madam Chair. At least five people are out of order here. At least five. And you know what? My blood pressure is going out of the roof. And in fact, if you weren't on mute, you would have heard me scream into the phone twice. I'm sure the neighbors heard it. I would really like to get to the executive director's report. And there is important business to conduct. I'm probably out of order. But we need, Benito, you need to respect the chair.
The chair needs to respect us.
Excuse me, it's my time, Benito.
Excuse me, I'm out of order.
Excuse me, it's my time.
I agree.
Okay, you must be recognized by the chair.
I agree.
Okay. I would ask everybody to reconsider what we're doing here. We need to get the business conducted. You know, the chair is making a decision. You might not like the chair's decision. I didn't like the chair's decision. But being disruptive and calling points of personal privilege and being self-righteous is not helping the foundation. So can we please give the benefit of the doubt to the chair, take the votes, and move on. Please, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
Benito
to the floor, door to the stack, whatever.
I'm sorry, Benito. We're going to go to a vote.
No, Heather. We are going to deal with the question that has been put on the floor.
This is a vote on Diaz's challenge. This is a vote on Diaz's challenge.
Several people have challenged the propriety of this motion being considered. So we got to deal with that and resolve that issue before we can go forward.
It's your motion we're voting on, Diaz.
Get out of the way, Richard.
All right, Benito, please. We're going to go to a vote.
We are not going to go to a vote until you deal with the question of whether the propriety of this motion.
This is